Do you remember a while back? It was either 20 years ago or I think it was last week. One or the other. The movement toward looking at your own parents and seeing how they didn't meet your needs. How your own parents let you down. How your own parents were not psychologically sophisticated enough, were not emotionally savvy enough, were not deep enough from an interrelational perspective in your childhood, and that's why you have all these hang-ups. And you need to sit in your therapist's office and look at an empty chair and pretend that's your mother and tell her all the things she did wrong and all the things she messed up and all the things you don't like about her and all the ways she let you down. Now, there were bad parents. There always were, always will be. In the words of Roy Hobbs of The Natural, best there was, best there is, best there always was, best there will be. However, an awful lot of our parents were good people trying their best. And like all of us, they were sinners. And they had their own incompetencies and their own inadequacies. And as we got to be grown-ups, if people told us all the ways that our needs were not met, we could be convinced to look at our parents in a much more negative light and say, they just didn't do me right. My father dropped out of high school during World War II. He was a sophomore. He went to work, and he gave all of his money to his parents. My dad got his GED when he was 59. Graduate equivalency diploma. Pop was so excited. My dad was Italian. Italian Catholic. As such, for him, it was more difficult to say, I love you, Rame. He said more of that in the last few years of his life than he did in many earlier years of his life. So if you look at it from a purely love expression point of view, my father wasn't all that expressive. I don't really remember my father playing any sports with me either. Whatever sports I played by myself off the wall of the garage. Whatever games I had, generally Pop wasn't there. He was either working or he was busy or he was doing stuff. Pop was not an athletic kind of guy. So I suppose I could look back and pick apart some of my father's frailties, his shortcomings, his psychological falling short. Oh, I suppose I could do that if I were going to allow myself to be influenced by so many of the notions and ideas that can cause many of us to be whiners about things that we don't really need to whine about. Now, don't email me, people. Don't email me and tell me what an awful, terrible childhood you had, because I know some of you did. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about those of us who had parents who tried their best and were human and had faults and frailties. Like us. As I got older, I realized my father got up every day at 5:30 in the morning for 43 years to work in a factory that was brutal and hot and smelly and was 100 degrees in the wintertime. And he never missed a day of work. My dad went 13 years from age 52 to 65 when he retired, not missing one day of work. When he retired, foreman said, Nick, they don't make them like you anymore. You're a breed that's gone. Any small business person out there knows what I'm talking about. Can you imagine getting somebody showing up for work for 13 straight years? In a factory, no less? My father may not have said, I love you, and may not have played catch with me in the backyard as much as I wanted. But the man got up 43 years in a row at 5:30 in the morning. Man, I can't get up at 9. So his kid could go to college and not have to do that. That screams, I love you. That screams, I love you, son, louder than a spoken I love you. Maybe what we need to do is look at our parents and look at the ways that they attempted to give us the best they could, even though it might not have been in the psychological way that we would have wanted it. Even though it might not have been in the way that the pop psychology notions tell you, you had to have your needs met. God asks us to show charity and understanding and forgiveness and tolerance. And sometimes that clashes head on with what pop psychology theories tell us to do, which is to scrutinize all the ways our parents didn't do it right. 43 years, 5:30 in the morning, says I love you pretty powerfully. Now I'm old enough to realize that.